The big three at practice on Thursday. Jags owner Shad Khan with Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley. The Jaguars are looking forward to week four. The Colts and the Jags coming up Sunday. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. JP Shadrick with you. Jaguars back to work on Thursday, trying to continue the momentum building towards the division play opener for the Jags at Lucas Oil Stadium this Sunday. Another week and another question about the Jags pass rush. And the last time the Colts and Jags met was week 12 last year in Indy. And in that game, the Jags sacked Andrew Luck five times, including three from Chris Clemens in the first quarter. And the pass rush was there that day, but the offense didn't help out in the fourth straight loss to Indy. Now, Andre Branch is looking for his season debut this week. And as John Osier said yesterday, he may not be a three-sack guy this week, but his presence should help the rotation of pass rushers and give the Jags another weapon to get to Andrew Luck.
The way our D-line works and our defense works, you really have to strain and don't come back unless you're ready. And that's the main thing. So we're back, locked and loaded, and we're ready to go out there and get some work.
A few notes from Thursday. Right guard Brandon Linder played last week, limited yesterday, didn't work Thursday, working on that injured shoulder. Cornerback Devon House practiced limited but didn't work yesterday while nursing that lower leg injury. And Julius Thomas still limited with a broken hand but continues to run in team reps, even got some catches earlier this week. It's early in the season, of course, but for Jaguars.com senior correspondent Brian Sexton, the Jags have a chance to make some noise in the division.
You know, it might sound crazy to you a week after the Jags got pasted 51-17 in New England, but this week is a chance to take a big step toward winning the AFC South. I didn't stutter. I don't need to be drug tested. The Jags can get a leg up in the race to the top of the South. It helps, of course, that the Colts, Texans, and Titans are all 1-2, and all have looked pretty flat so far this season. If you want to win the South, you have to beat the Colts. And this week affords the Jags the chance to not only beat them, but to steal a win in their own building. The Colts aren't very good. They have the best quarterback in the South, and one of the best in the entire league. But the rest of their roster is either old or average. The only guy I'd like to have on this roster is T.Y. Hilton. Other than that, and outside of Andrew Luck, the Jags have a better roster. But they don't have Luck, who is a phenom in just his fourth season. But he's not 100%. The coach and the general manager are creating instability in their organization with their very public feud, and the Colts just aren't that good. I know they went to the AFC Championship game, but that was last season. By the way, the Patriots beat them 45-7. Sound familiar? Forget last week and look at the matchups, and you'll see an opportunity. Let's hope the guys wearing those two-tone helmets see it also.
Thanks, Brian. The Jags wrap up practice for the week tomorrow. We'll have all the post-practice coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.